Blog Talk Radio.
Are you ready to change? To let your mind create the future you deserve? Join the thousands of others who have successfully utilized hypnosis to achieve their goals. Lisa is a certified master hypnotist, health and emotional wellness coach, published author, columnist, speaker, trainer, the owner of Holistic Health and Hypnosis Center in Holladay, Utah, and an entrepreneur for over 20 years. Lisa has worked successfully with clients and businesses to show how childhood programming has been running their life unconsciously, how pains and hurts from the past are blocking their future, how an unhealthy mind does create an unhealthy body, how programming can and does affect business productivity and your bottom line profits. And Lisa has helped clients break the cycle of pain, create more joy, peace, love, abundance, and to have an empowered life. Join Lisa, where each week you can find out how to tap into your true power and make it work for you. For more about Lisa, you can find her at hypnosisslc.com. That's spelled hypnosisslc.com. Now, please welcome Lisa Myers.
Welcome, everyone, to our show today. I'm so excited to have you here with us, and I'm really looking forward to our discussion today. Using hypnosis to help with addiction recovery. We have an amazing guest on our call today. His name is Tony Thamakis. He holds a bachelor's degree in psychology from the University of Utah and a master of business administration from the University of Phoenix. He currently works with and through our office here at Holistic Health and Hypnosis as a hypnotist and offers sessions in pain control, recovering from addiction support, sports hypnosis, stress relief, and many other areas. In an ongoing effort to educate the public and other hypnotists, Tony also offers many instructive training classes on various subjects related to hypnosis. Tony has been involved with and practiced various forms of hypnosis since 1969 and continues on the path of learning and sharing that information with others. He is an innovative leader with Utah in the field of hypnosis, and over the last 3 years has helped many consulting and master hypnotists to improve their abilities to better serve their clients. In his private sessions as well as group practices, Tony focuses on helping every individual achieve their goals and find the resources they need to be successful. So again, I'm so excited to have Tony join us, and we're going to be talking about recovery from addiction. And hi, Tony, how are you doing?
Great, Lisa, how are you? And thank you very much for having me on your show today.
Absolutely. So you have been doing hypnosis for a long time. What got you interested?
You know, like most people, what I first saw was a stage show demonstration, and then I had friends who learned to experiment with hypnosis and saw how powerful it could actually be. From there, you know, talking the late 60s, early 70s, there was a lot of interest, a lot with biofeedback and hypnosis and using computers that were first coming out to measure your own body control and see what you could do, and it was pretty fascinating.
So you've seen a lot of different things change over the years because you've been in hypnosis for a while. What have you liked and not so fond about with the changes?
I think people are starting to take it a lot more seriously as an effective tool for change. In the past, it's always been kind of on the sidelines. Stage hypnosis has become more open to what's going on and creating a good feeling rather than going for shock value. When I first saw stage shows, there was a lot of people standing on people and sitting on them, you know, which could actually hurt people pretty drastically. People don't take those risks anymore. We don't burn people to show that the burns don't show. I mean, the effects are just as fantastic now, but we don't have to be as dramatic to make the point.
Absolutely, absolutely. So through the training that you've received and so forth, there's a lot of different areas that you work in. And again, we're going to be talking about addiction recovery. But what are some of the results that you've seen with the people that you've worked with?
You know, a lot of people come to see me for stress relief. Their life is stressful. You know, we've learned that we expect everything now and that we're not going to experience any side effects from that demand. And people need to learn how to control that. You know, a lot of pain. I have a lot of people come in for pain control. And a lot of that, again, goes into our lifestyle. So our lifestyle has created problems for us that we need to learn how to control in a better way.
Yeah, I think that, you know, basically medical research and everything that's come out is really the number one killer, if you will, is stress, because it affects so many, you know, heart, your stomach. You know, people just with stress and worrying, truly it affects every part of your body.
It is. When you're stressed out, you actually shut down all of the healthy parts of your body. You stop digestion, you stop healing. Your body actually heals itself from so many things, and we're bombarded nowadays with so much. I mean, look at Utah's air. It's clean. But once you're in a stress mode, your body is designed for you to run or fight, and it's awful hard to fight and take care of ourselves. So we create a lot of those problems, high blood pressure, poor digestion, gaining weight. Stress causes weight gain because we don't properly digest food and deal with it. So learning how to deal with stress is a major, major goal for most people, and I think one that all of us should strive for.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. What, you know, I mean, there's probably a lot of people that are listening and that and really don't know what hypnosis is, you know, and there's kind of the same thing, you know, are you going to make me do things that, you know, I wouldn't normally do? And so when you talk with your clients, how do you explain hypnosis to them?
Probably a little differently than some. I believe that trance state is something we go in and out of every day, and science proves that. Letting the subconscious mind take over and deal with those things we don't want to think about is a regular occurrence. It's not something new. What hypnosis is deliberately going into that trance state to accomplish a goal that you want to achieve. Whether it's the stage hypnotist wanting to put on a show and letting you relax enough to sing well, or whether we're doing it in an office setting where we enter your subconscious and with your cooperation, we achieve the goals you want to have. The subconscious mind is powerful. I mean, think of how much it does for us all the time. You're breathing, you don't think about your heartbeats, you don't think about inhaling, exhaling, healing, you know, the wounds, the small cuts we get, that it automatically heals for us. So it's doing a lot, and by accessing that deliberately, we can utilize that power. You can't do anything with someone with hypnosis that they don't already want to do.
So those that are up on the stage actually do want to sing. They just need the, if you will, permission to do so.
Yes, you'll find that the people that they put on stage for stage hypnosis are a very small percentage of the population. And most of them want to be up there. At least subconsciously, they believe they're capable, and they have an expectation of what's going to happen. Stage hypnotists are actually very fortunate in that they get that small percentage of people that are easily hypnotizable and want to cooperate.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Now, you are part of a group that meets. Tell us a little bit about that.
The Salt Lake Hypnosis Society was founded about 4 years ago. I didn't found it. I just kind of took over it. Its purpose is to help anybody who wants to learn about hypnosis, learn what it is. For people that are active in hypnosis, we kind of provide continuing education, explore new methods of making it work. Remember that hypnosis is like a psychology and that we're dealing with people, so there is no one perfect method for dealing with everyone. So you have to find a system that works for you and for your client to be as effective as you possibly can. And with the Hypnosis Society, what we provide is a safe place to experience that, a place you can ask questions. There's no judgment. Everybody that comes, we ask to keep an open mind, and we'll deal with pretty much anything anyone wants to go forward and look into.
Great, yeah. I've got a few times. So if you're in the Salt Lake area and that means you're thinking about it, you want to investigate it, if you're already doing hypnosis, it's you can go into the meetup groups, and that's at meetup.com, and just look for the Salt Lake Hypnosis Society. And it's free to come. And Tony posts classes. Yeah, every Tuesday. So please check that out. So let's go into addiction. So recovery from addiction is not easy, but hypnosis can help. Tell us a little bit of what your program is, and how it helps with addiction recovery.
People who are suffering from addiction have been through an awful lot, and you have to give them a lot of credit if they've taken the time and the effort to dry out, to become ready to start their rehabilitation. But it is an ongoing process, and normally there's a reason that they became addicts in the first place. So we begin by teaching them how to relax, teaching them how to build some self-confidence, how to feel better while they're recovering, because there's a lot of stress going on there that is in addition to what most of us have. They have a preconception of being an addict that they need to deal with. Their lifestyles have changed, because when you have become addicted, the people you associate with, the things you do are normally geared around your addiction. And learning how to bring that back to what we call normal and that works for them is the very first steps to getting a healthy recovery.
And with that, I mean, learning to relax, take stock, and so forth, how does it, you know, and this can be all types of addiction. Is that true? When you're talking about addiction, is there certain ones, or what are you looking at?
No, we can deal with any type of addiction. The basics are all the same. The actual addiction, whether it's cigarettes, alcohol, whether it's narcotics, addiction to video games, it's all basically the same. Once the client has decided that they want to stop the behavior and move on to more healthy behavior, we can help. And we help achieve the goal that they want to achieve as an end result. Hypnosis gives them the ability to speed up an awful lot of the learning process and to change their thinking. By changing their thinking, they change their perceptions. When they change their perceptions, they change their reality.
Mm-hmm. I love that. You know, I've got a flyer in front of me. I'm not sure if I got it from you or someone else in a class, but it talks about the effectiveness of hypnotherapy. And this was a survey done by psychotherapy literature Alfred Barris, PhD, who revealed the following recovery rates, and I found this quite fascinating. So psychoanalysis, 38% recovery after 600 sessions. And if you look at the sessions at $75 for a 50-minute session, it would actually cost you around $45,000. Then we have our behavior therapy, which is 72% recovery after 22 sessions. And if the sessions were also $75 for a 50-minute session, it would cost you $1,650. Now, hypnotherapy, 93% recovery after 6 sessions. Now, I want to say this didn't come from us, right? This came from Dr. Barros. Hypnotherapy, 93% recovery after 6 sessions. And if those, and you've got it right now, that you're doing, when you're working with people, you have the cost at $75 per session. So am I going to have to take, this says 93% recovery after 6 sessions. So am I going to can I get healed in one session?
It's possible. It's probably better to do at least two or three. The possibility of being cured or healed in one session is there. I realize a lot of this is dealing with averages, so we're dealing with people. It's not like replacing, you know, a spark plug and putting in a new one. So, yeah, there's a possibility that one could actually work. I found three sessions normally is most effective. After that, it really depends on how connected you are or how strongly you want to change from an old habit. If the old habit you spent 20, 30 years developing, I really doubt you can break it and stay broken in one session.
Absolutely, I agree. I had a gentleman that I worked with hypnosis. I had him down to where he was only smoking 5 cigarettes a week, so, you know, hardly anything. And we had one meeting, and I said, okay, eventually you have to realize that you're going to put the cigarette down, and it's not an option to pick it back up again. You know, and so people can make it take it a long time, or, you know, I've heard of somebody having hypnosis and, you know, determined, you know, they were going to, this was it. They were done smoking. They were putting it down. It wasn't an option. They had the one session, and they never smoked afterwards. So I agree with what you're saying is that there's many different variables, if you will. And also, I would say additional support. So if you come for like 3 or 6 or 10 sessions, continue to come back. Do you agree with that?
Again, I think if you go for more than one session, the likelihood that you'll remain off of whatever substance you've decided to leave is significantly higher. The problem becomes one of the first session, you and the therapist need to come to the conclusion as to what you need to fix your problem. And it's not a one-way street. It's not a magic wand, and I tap you on the forehead, and you're no longer ever going to have any symptoms. The issue becomes one of a good communication dialogue. And let's be honest, most of us are not 100% open the first time we meet someone with everything that's going on. And we find when we stop certain behaviors that there's other issues that may bring them up. For instance, with smoking, most people associate smoking with drinking and socializing. You want to quit drinking normally and you don't want to quit socializing, you just want to quit smoking. So, you know, we have to find a way to allow you to have those things that you want to continue doing as well as stop the habit that is triggered or we've associated with and turned into a trigger for the bad habit that we're trying to break.
Can you, you do have a consultation, and that's no charge. And, again, give us the information on how they can get in touch with you.
I can be reached by cell phone at 801-808-1065. You can find me on the Holistic Health and Hypnosis website and leave a message there, or you can contact me on my email address, which is the first initial of my name, T, and then my last name, Themakis. So it's T-T-H-I-M, as in Mary, A-K-I-S, as in Sam, @outlook.com.
Perfect. And again, Tony is here at the Holistic Health and Hypnosis Center in Holiday, Utah.
You can reach me through Salt Lake Hypnosis Society on the meetup groups. And again, I check all of those daily. Phones are great. Realize if you are going to call, I may be in session, so I may not answer right away, but I do return the call within a couple hours.
Perfect. What is some advice of somebody that's, you know, I mean, struggling with addictions and really doesn't know where to turn? What's something that you can, you know, maybe that they could maybe even take away today?
The one thing you need to know, I think, from struggling with an addiction is you're not alone. There is help. And if you've decided to go forward with it, it's possible. It's as easy to quit as it was to start. I know that sounds contradictory, but most of us had to make an effort to start a bad habit, and it wasn't something we just fell into. Not saying there aren't some occasions where that happens, but for the most part, we have to struggle to make those addictions become addictions. And you can break it with almost the same amount of effort or maybe even a little less. Hypnosis will speed it up. Counseling helps. Most hypnotists do a little bit of counseling and a lot of hypnosis to get to your subconscious mind so that you do the work. But you know what you want to achieve, and we can help you achieve it.
Absolutely. One thing I love in this is you're experts in relapse prevention with no harmful side effects. It's powerful, and you come away with positive results.
Yeah, there's no side effects from hypnosis. It's not like taking, Chantix or taking one of the other drugs that's replacing nicotine and putting it in your bloodstream. We don't elevate your blood pressure. We teach you methods to control your own body when you want to get the effects that you want. The effects are extremely powerful. If you've ever seen anybody quit or learn to calm down who's been so wound up for weeks and weeks, it's amazing to see just the effect on the overall body. And the results are positive. There's no negative side effect from hypnosis.
It's amazing. I had one client that had just had surgery that I did hypnosis with her, and she was agitated, waiting for her shot to come. And so I just asked her, I says, hey, let's just kind of work for a little bit, do some breathing. Then when the nurse, when it was her time for the nurse to come back, then she could come and give you the shot, to help with the pain. She was so relaxed. I looked over just as she was breathing. She was absolutely relaxed. The nurse came and I waved the nurse on, because why wake her up in essence out of the hypnosis to give her a shot? And she was like that for a good 45 minutes. And then when we brought out the hypnosis, her only complaint was, why didn't I leave her in the hypnosis a little bit longer? So it's incredible how you can really help people.
I know you've seen it in your own sessions. Even when I do group sessions, we get people who don't want to come back out of being relaxed and calm. For a lot of people, it's the first time in years that they've been able to totally relax and just enjoy being with themselves. I try and leave them there as long as we can, but, in most group sessions, we do have a goal, so they don't get to stay as long as possible. But one of the gifts we give them is the ability to go back and do that on their own whenever they want to.
Exactly. One thing we do is help them to do a lot of deep relaxation for themselves. So it's not like you're going to have to come with, you're not going to come to us for the next 25 years.
It's true. And a lot of times when we say 1 to 3 sessions with the hypnotist, it doesn't mean you're not doing anything on your own. We'll teach you how to achieve the state and how to relax and continue this on your own for as long as you want to. So if it's something that you find beneficial and you wanted to do it 5 days a week, that's not a problem. You don't have to come and see the hypnotist 5 times a week to do that. We just want to help get you on the path.
Absolutely. So, again, we're running out of time. So is there one thing that you would like people to go away again with this? They're not alone. How they can get in contact with you one more time. And again, thank you for being with us.
Remember that hypnosis helps. It's an ability to speed up a process. It doesn't take the place of detox, but it does help with the recovery, and it does have no side effects. I can be reached on cell phone at 801-808-1065. That'd be my preferred method. Email tthemakis@outlook.com. And Lisa, thank you very much for having me on your program.
Absolutely. It's been a pleasure. So everyone, check out Tony. You can also go to hypnosisslc.com. and see Tony's profile there and connect with him through the website as well. So again, until next time, have an amazing day.
Thank you for joining us on Blog Talk Radio. Join Lisa again next week to find out the latest on how your mindset is creating your life. You can listen to archived sessions on Lisa's website, hypnosisslc.com. That's hypnosisslc.com. All links are on the resource tab. We'll see you next week.